Welcome to episode 241 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. In this week's show, I'm sharing a couple of office-based insights into the day-to-day working of my business. I've been giving a lot of thought to the structure and development of what I do recently. Now, there are a number of strategies which I find really useful in helping to push things forward, and it's these that I'm discussing this time around. Often quite simple, they are nonetheless very effective when it comes to delivering much needed clarity and, by default, productivity. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 241. It is just a fraction after 11 o'clock in the morning, and it's a Monday morning as I record this, and today is basically a bit of an admin day. I've got things to kind of just carry on with that I was doing at the end of last week, a few things to kind of advance with, just kind of get my head back in the game for this week, having had a really nice, relaxing weekend. I worked on Saturday, as I often do. But Sunday was a family day, and now I'm back in the saddle, ready to push on and make great things happen. That's what we always strive for. So today, I thought what I'd do, first of all, is just kind of tell you about a tool that I use. It's nothing fancy. It is literally a pen and paper. But this tool is what I call on the front of this notebook my daily stroke to-do book, and this came about and I'm by no means the first person to come up with this idea, but this came about for me having heard enough people talking about it. It came about because there is such a thing as having almost too many ideas, too much you want to do, too much that needs to be done. And sometimes you need to just slow things down and think, right, what is manageable in the course of the day? What is my priority? What can be put off maybe till tomorrow or later in the week or this evening or whatever it might be? And a lot of the time people refer to this as something along the lines of analysis paralysis or paralysis by analysis. It basically boils down to the fact that you think, do you know what, I've got to do this, or maybe I should do this first, or maybe is that a priority? I'll tell you what, I'll just start this, and actually I'll leave that, and I'll come back. And before you know it, and I am as guilty as the next person, before you know it, you find yourself actually not doing or not effectively doing any of these things. And you sometimes, in the worst cases, and I, again, have had this in the past, you find yourself coming to the end of your work day or just the end of your day, and you sit there and you think, what actually did I achieve, or what am I happy with? So what I'm implementing on a daily basis is this little notebook. And it's just a way of slowing down, thinking, right, what are the important things relative to the goals, the deadlines, commitments that I have over the coming day or the week? And I just set myself three or sometimes four things to achieve for that particular day. Now, sometimes I will, and I probably ought to be better at this, at the end of the day, I will write down the things that are set for the day ahead. Sometimes I'll do that. Sometimes it'll be first thing in the morning. I'll think, well, okay, well, things have changed kind of overnight, or things change in the morning. My time has been taken away. I haven't got as much time for that as I thought, or what have you. Prime example, today I've had to act as a taxi this morning, ferrying people around and doing a few odds and ends, and I'm only just starting my working day at 11 o'clock, apart from doing a few social media things. So, my notebook here says 1, podcast, 2, and I'll elaborate on this in a moment, image selection, something a little bit exciting, or for me. Three, I've got two companies that I've got to contact. One via phone, well, one is a magazine, actually, about a feature that I wrote, and one is a company who I also write for, but we have other things to discuss as well. Those are my three main things, and then I've also added to the bottom of this that I need to continue working on a media pack for the Active Photographer. A lot of you know that I work closely with companies and they want to know statistics and reach and social media and online presence and all this sort of thing. So a media pack is just a way for magazines, companies, organizations to have at their fingertips a bit of background information, some statistics and all the rest of it. And this isn't something that goes out to the general public. It is purely for within the industry. So right there, I've now got a short list of the important things for me to do. And I can start to then work my day around that. So for example, the podcast, because other stuff happened at the end of last week and I didn't get to record some of the things I wanted to, I'm having to do it now, this Monday morning. That's going to take me, let's assume that I'm going to be talking for maybe about, averages out around about half an hour now, 25-30 minutes. By the time I've put that together, it could be maybe an hour and a half. And that will be done. I'll send that live, put the updates out there on social media. I think I mentioned last week about Instagram stories and live, all that sort of thing. If you haven't followed me on Instagram, there is a link in the show notes. It's basically instagram.com/GilesBabbage. And I've already today been putting some stuff on Instagram stories. So if you like the behind the scenes stuff, which I assume you do, because that is the nature of the Active Photographer, you can follow me on a more day-to-day basis with that platform, as well as pictures that go on Instagram, of course. So that is my first thing, the podcast. The second thing is, now I'm going to be careful how I describe this because it's kind of all under wraps at the moment. A bit of background. Those of you that have followed me for a long time, say 5 years or longer, will know that for many years I shot for business primarily. I did a lot of PR and marketing, working with communication people, designers, creative people, like I say, marketing departments or individuals. And I still do that sort of thing. Of course, you know me more for being, working in the outdoors and doing all that sort of thing, and leisure and the writing, what have you. But I was thinking about this recently, and the reason, and I've talked about this in the past, the reason that I kind of stepped back from that world, the kind of out and out business, or some might say corporate photography, is that the people that I was mostly working with, when I look at it, and even back then I kind of knew, but especially now, they were the wrong client base for me. They're not the people that I wanted to be working with. And at that time I thought, what am I going to do? Am I going to cut those people out, which I did? Am I going to, just push with the business thing and work more towards the people that I want to be working with? And at the time I thought, I want to be focusing more on the outdoors and the writing. And that's what I did. And sure enough, that has, worked out well. It's grown, and that's a big part of my business. But I have decided that for a particular type of client and a particular type of area, I am going to start offering my services back to, first and foremost, businesses. Thinking about PR and marketing, it's not that I didn't enjoy that photography. I did it for many years. But I've had a chance to step back from all that, think about all the things that go with it. For example, I used to do a lot of networking locally, those weren't working for me. The nature of those networking groups had changed. The people that were there, it was all kind of wrong. And that, you know, that was something that was the right decision at the time. But I've been doing a lot of research and a lot of watching a lot of videos, reading books, listening to podcasts. And, you know, I have known for a very long time that as a photographer or as any business owner, you essentially have to have a base income. And, you know, how do you do that? Some people want to write books. Some people want to do online education. Some people love shooting weddings, for example. They may not tell people they shoot weddings, but that's their bread and butter. That's their base income. And I was thinking, do you know what? There are things that I want to do which are slightly more elaborate, people that I want to work with, and it involves a lot more, maybe, should we say, investment in my time. And it is that. It won't immediately be, I won't be compensated for it financially. So I need to kind of create the funding, as it were, the income that allows me to do that. And I thought, you know, what I want to do is go back, target the businesses that I want to work with, the sort of photography that I want to shoot, and have that as a... Oops, there goes my phone on the floor. Have that as a stronger kind of... it's like another division of my business, shall we say. And, you know, I kind of struggled with this in my head for a while, and I was thinking, how do I want to promote it? And the fact is, you probably, and I may change my mind, but you probably won't hear me talking a lot about this. But the reason I mention it is because, you know, a lot of you listening to this, you're not necessarily looking to work in the outdoors world or the leisure world with photography. But you do want to know about creating, you know, building your business and finding clients and working and how the day-to-day of the business runs, that sort of thing. So like I say, I am going back towards that as another string of my business, which always was there, but rather than it being what was first and foremost the focus of my business in the past, now it's just a second string which is going to be promoted in a different sort of way. I'm not going to really be talking about it on the podcast. The podcast is still very much going to be to do with the outdoors and all that sort of thing. Same with predominantly with Twitter and Twitter and Instagram. You know, still going to be following that route, but it's just another string to my bow, which I'm just revisiting to create that other revenue stream. If you've got any questions about that, let me know. A lot of people, of course, a lot of you will be thinking, well, I love doing this photography and I love doing this photography. And, oh, I really enjoy, for example, you might like wildlife, but you also like shooting portraits. And you think, oh, I could do some marketing photography. And again, I've talked about this in the past. You have to be very careful that you don't become... There's nothing wrong with being essentially a jack of all trades, but you have to think about how a potential client will see that. So for me, I'm keeping these two very separate. Now, what I'm doing as a result of that thinking, and this is where it comes to point two on my list, I am setting up a whole new separate brand, website. It's all in development at the moment. And what I've been doing at the end of last week, and I'm going to continue with today, is revisiting a whole load of images that I've shot in the past. Now, as I look to my right, I have got, let me see, 9 hard drives full of images. And they are... Well, it's a bit of everything, you know, between them. There's all sorts of things. But a lot of, you know, a number of them, a lot of the images are to do with this level of photography that I, or sort of photography that I'm revisiting. If you can hear, by the way, some background noise, there is someone using chainsaws and a wood chipper not far from where I'm recording, so I do apologise for any background noise. So I've got to continue going through all these images, and then I've got deadlines for this. I'm thinking in terms of probably later this week, midweek. I want everything pretty much ready to do, ready to go. That means I'm going to be putting in some extra hours, not just the weekend like I did Saturday, but in the evenings. And mornings don't work so well for me at the moment, for one reason or another. But yeah, so that is a big part of my day. So that is essentially my day in a nutshell. I also have a trip to the gym. Today falls on one of those days where I'm going to the gym. And I have touched on this. Yeah, all these things I've touched on in the past. The gym also is really, really working well for me at the moment. Not only am I making the gains, the progress that I want to be making, but what I'm finding is that on those days, especially when I'm just got my head down looking at hundreds and hundreds of images, or thousands probably, to take time out from my day. I don't generally have a lunch break, so to take time out and just get the blood pumping, get some exercise, push some weights, and I push heavy weights. I find that's, you know, you got to do what you enjoy, and depends what you're trying to achieve. I find that works well for me, and it's not for everyone. That to have that exertion, and then, you know, have a shower, come back, have some food, you know, get back into it. It gives me that breather. It gives me that time to step away. And actually, here's the funny thing. Whilst it is a break from work, it's not a complete break, because whereas in the past I listened to music on my headphones, I now listen to podcasts. And what I'm currently listening to are podcasts to do with business, personal development, or business development. Very, very light-hearted. It's not sort of all sort of men in suits, business type stuff. Like I say, that's really not me. But I'm finding that works really well. If you have any questions about that sort of thing, do let me know. I'm not an expert when it comes to the gym or exercise and all that sort of thing, although you do see me sharing information about all of that sort of thing. But, you know, I've spent the last few months in particular trying to just work through some things that were kind of sticking points for me, finding what's working, what's not working, thinking about the tools or the processes or strategies that enable me to get my head around things that are sort of like sticking points, a bit like as I started off talking about this paralysis by analysis thing. You know, there are certain things that are just so damn obvious and you just don't realize because either you're too close to them or you are so entrenched in it that you just don't see it, and it takes other people to say, well, look, when was the last time that you had a day off? When was the last time that you slowed down? Things that got me frustrated that were completely ridiculous, that I didn't need to be getting frustrated by. We just, you know, we plow on, and you need to find the tools that work for you. There's other stuff that's in my mind to do as well, but you know, if I find that I've got time at the end of today to start on those, I will. But realistically, and this is something that I've sort of had to come to realize, realistically, I think in my mind, there's more hours in the day than there actually are. And I was getting very frustrated when stuff didn't get done. Now, rather than doing that, I'm trying to tell myself to just take a step back, think, okay, you've made progress, you have achieved something, just put it on the list, start again tomorrow, and move on. Now, you know, this is, I'm as bad as the next person when it comes to beating myself up over, you know, thinking I haven't made progress. But then sometimes, you know, I'll sit down in the evening And I'll be talking to my wife, and she'll say, well, you know, what have you achieved? What have you done? And I, in the past, I'd say, oh, I didn't get this done, and I only started on that. And she would say, well, look, you have done this. You are further towards your goal tonight than you were this morning. You have maybe created more awareness. You've got stuff in place to help move you forward. Now, just as an example, with this image selection process, I've got a folder here which comes under the banner of portraits. And there are some images here which I've just thought, yeah, I like that one. That says the right thing. That does the right thing. And in this particular folder, there are currently 106 pictures. A couple of them are double ups because I've just done a very quick re-edit, and I rather like the way they're looking more than I did, say, a year or two ago. That's just the way it goes. But it's just taking this, you know, reminding yourself that you are making progress. And these tools, this kind of this process of developing you as much as your business is so important. And maybe, you know, maybe we lose sight of that. And for what it's worth, now, I am by no means am I perfect. There's a lot of improvement for my business at this stage, things that I want to do that can make it bigger and better. I've been going long enough now. I've been shooting professionally for, 15 years? And you get into a pattern, and there's stuff you should step back and think, right, where do I want my business to go? What's happening? Where are the strengths? Where are the weaknesses? And it sometimes takes you much longer than maybe it should to realize what you've got to do and what you've got to get done. And I've been going through that process recently. And I thought I'd just take this opportunity just to share, you know, not only, what's going on, because, you know, the nature of the podcast, it's not always me being out down by the water or up a hillside or, you know, whatever it might be. The processes that enable me to work day to day. And if there are things that I'm getting stuck on, why shouldn't I share it with you? Because if I'm going through it, the chances are other people are as well. And we all stand to gain from it. You know, the conversations are out there. And in fact, some of the people who I've been listening to on podcasts, I will be, as the term goes, reaching out to those guys, not today, probably, it's not on my list, but in the coming week or so, because again, there's a few things that I want to get in place before I do that. But, you know, it's a Monday morning, and if you're going to get all kind of, I don't know, philosophical about it, you could say, well, look, it's a new week. Nothing has happened yet. You've got commitments, you've got stuff to move on with, but essentially you've got a clean slate. You know what's, you know, holding up your week, or when I say holding up, I mean commitments that you have that you might think, oh, do you know, I really want to get on with this today, but I've got this meeting, I've got to do this or that. You know, just having a list that slows you down, it's a bit like using a tripod. You know, you think, I'm going to go and shoot pictures. If you actually set up a tripod in front of a scene, and it might be, I don't know, for example, like a sunset, or you might be waiting for a sunrise, or you might be waiting for some action to happen, a tripod slows you down. It is a system, essentially. It is a tool that makes you stop and consider what you're about to shoot. And these tools, this daily list, is a way to do that. So that's kind of just a very brief overview. I know it's not, you know, not what a lot of people necessarily would think about, but the nature of running a business, being a photographer, there is all this sort of stuff. I probably do, well, I know I do a lot of stuff behind the scenes that you probably aren't aware of, and you can always ask me about anything. That, you know, I'm very much open in that sense. But you know, with the podcast, you often hear me talking about, you know, like last week I was And the week before, I was sharing information about being down by the bluebells. The video for that still hasn't been done, but I'm not fretting over it. You know, it's there. It's on my list to do. I might make a start of it tonight, or it might even be that, you know what, at the end of my day, I just fancy having a bit of a breather. So I might spend an hour just making a start on going through the footage, thinking which footage I might like to use. But the point being, I'm not beating myself up over having not started that video. Now, I can't leave it much longer because bluebell season is pretty much coming to an end now. There are places that still have them around the country, but it needs to be out there. And there are other video projects, other things going on, people that need to see this video. That, again, needs to be in place before I make steps to contact certain people, which are on my to-do list, not today, but they are on my list in the very near future, in the coming days and week or two. So there we go, just a very brief overview. I have this notebook, but of course I have lots of post-it notes. Another system that I use, there are these virtual post-it notes, things you can put on your screen, software that you can use, all the rest of it. I still prefer a pen and post-its. I like the colour. You know, you can categorise things, you can prioritise with different colours. You can restructure, order stuff. When I'm doing articles, for example, I'll get one large post-it note and rip it up into maybe four pieces or three pieces, and each strip then has a point or a headline or whatever it might be on there, and then I still use those, and I've shared those pictures of that process on Instagram. You know, it's just whatever works for you. I've got so much to do, not just today, not just this week, but just generally. Other stuff that I want to release to you guys, a way that I'm going to be able to help you more with your photography specifically. That is coming soon. I've got to just work out the time that I'm going to give over to that, where that is going to fit in, and how I'm going to bring that and release that to you and to the world at large, because it's something that I'm going to be offering out there to everyone who's interested. So that is basically my Monday morning overview, the day ahead. It's a general overview of some of the things that are going to be going on an admin Monday, a day when I'm basically not able to get out there and enjoy the outdoors, apart from when I get in and out of my car and walk along the pavement. But nevertheless, it is important to the development of my business, my working life as a photographer. So just to round off, if there has been anything that I've spoken about or touched upon that you would like to find out more about, either individually or that you would like discussed in more detail, say on a future podcast. People often say, that was interesting, maybe this could be an idea for a future podcast, just to share with everyone. Then do let me know. The way to contact me is coming up shortly, because that's what it's all about. It's just about sharing, getting this information out there. So, like I say, if you've got any questions or any comments, do let me know. But for now, I will leave it there. If you have any strategies for productivity or development which work for you on a day-to-day basis, I'd love to hear them. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.